Hey guys, and welcome back to the third and final part of the Justin Lichty Experience. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and remember to like and subscribe to our Spotify, Anchor FM, and Facebook pages. Also, let us know what you think about the show by emailing us your comments, concerns, bitches, moans, groans, and complaints to abeerwithfriends@gmail.com. Again, that's abeerwithfriends@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out the band The Moon Is Flat, which I featured in the end of the last episode, and give them some love. So without further ado, let's get to the last part of the Justin Lichty Experience. All right, so we're back for the third and final little segment of Tonight with Justin Lichty.
Are we actually recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Okay. Be like deja vu all over. We're learning, people.
Yeah, we're learning.
Oh my god, tacos.
Yeah, we had tacos.
That was the best break ever. Your future guests.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're gonna do that or not, but boy,
I don't know, but if I do, tacos,
you're gonna have them return. Like,
I should make every show on Tuesday and just do Taco Tuesdays. Yeah,
you know, you can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong. I'm still picking this shit out of my teeth.
It's tasty. Now
it's in there.
We failed our listeners in knowing where we got Grubhub or DoorDash.
Hold on. I think it was Uber Eats. Let me look.
Or Uber Eats. God, there's all kinds.
So
I want you to know, I've never done any of those, by the way.
Oh, I love La Piñata. That was good.
Their carnita tacos.
La Piñata, yeah.
Were delicious.
Pork carnitas tacos. La Piñata.
La Piñata.
And we got 10 street tacos.
Yeah.
I had four. You had two.
Yeah.
Maddie had four. 4, 4, 8, 9, 10. No,
she's
that's
gonna
not right.
Kill you for saying.
No. She had three. Wait a minute. There was five in hers. I had one, so she had four. Then we had five, and I had three of those. You had two. So yeah, that equals out.
Don't forget the very delicious corn thing.
Oh yeah, they had Mexican corn. It was fucking awesome. Elote. I don't know if that's right what I just said, but it's spelt elote. And then,
that's what's great about Portland.
It's Portland.
You know,
lots of good food.
We have a great food scene.
Lots of fucking good food.
It's hard not to go wrong.
You can't. Right? You can't go wrong in Portland when it comes to food. If you don't like something, it's your own damn fault. Because it's literally everywhere. I mean, it's literally everywhere. We have fucking food trucks out the ass.
That's true.
We have more goddamn restaurants than I don't know what to do with. And I mean, to be in Portland, you better be good because you're going to close down if you're not. I mean, nobody will go. Fucking Portland is good. Have you been to Sensai? Sansai? It's right across the street. It's sushi and good. It is probably one of my favorite sushi places in Portland. And, you know, Ryan likes sushi.
Oh.
He loves sushi. And he went over there. He said it was his best.
That's
the best.
Perfect. You guys.
Oh, I know.
When he's on the show.
Yeah, he's.
What
we're
else
gonna
are
get
you
sushi.
Gonna, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're getting sushi with him.
I mean, is this turning from beers
to
also
gonna,
food?
Beers and dinner with a friend. I'm going to wine you and dine you and then take you to bed afterwards. A little after show party brought to you by me.
It's very disturbing. It's how it sounds. And Ryan, be scared. I am.
You should be.
Oh man. So we've covered a lot tonight.
We've had a good conversation.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what, you know, the point of my show is just to have a good conversation.
I mean, shoot, we went from, you know, the origination of how I been enlightened with Micheladas,
your
story in Mexico, from dating to religion.
Let's get back to dating.
No, we're past that.
It seems like a good topic.
Right? Yeah, especially if you're single. But, you know, the only thing I'll say is I hope it happens naturally in the real life.
Just like this conversation.
You know, just like this conversation.
Like it should be.
Exactly.
Naturally and just going with it.
Yeah.
And that's the good thing about, you know, life is if you force it to happen, it's never going to be a good life.
Yeah.
You got to naturally let it occur.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have shitty stuff happen to you. You're going to have shitty times. Mm-hmm. But if you just kind of keep going and let it naturally unfold in front of you, it's going to be a good life.
Yeah.
Huh? If you force shit to happen, that's when life sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I couldn't agree more with that. And I feel like a lot of people, at least, I don't know. In my opinion, I think we can all relate with work.
With work? Explain that. Because work sucks.
Why does it suck?
Because you're forced to do it.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And you got... I don't know.
Come on. You got this. You got this. Just spit it out. You got this.
Yeah. We're forced to do it. And then I feel like you got... I don't know. Individuals that...
make it harder?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's... I don't know. That's going to be... I think that's life. I think if you think about it like that, if you think about people in general, you're going to have people at work, as in life, making it harder because they're forcing it, you know, their way. They're forcing it in their life, so therefore, because they're forcing it, it feels forced, and then it's harder to work or live or be alive. You know, it's harder to do any of that stuff just because it's forced. So if people would naturally just let things unfold and stop trying to be so in control, so forceful with what needs to happen, life would be better.
Yeah.
You know?
But then, I don't know, as I hear you say those words, it's like, well, what would life be if everyone weren't like that?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
We wouldn't have those people that do to compare. And it's like, well, you know.
Maybe it would be just such a cool, easy flowing life. Maybe everybody would just be fucking happy.
I wish.
We'd all be drinking micheladas and chilling, and fucking Modelo would make a shit ton of money.
I'm sure we have, but we'll say it again. Donnie loves Modelo.
Oh, fuck yeah. Modelo's my bitch.
That's the only way to make a meech.
Yeah, that's the only way to make it. If you make it any other way, you're just not making it right.
Well, I would disagree because I'm... So, can I have a shout out to the place I eventually... Either we go...
Oh, you know, Calderitas? Or...
No, not Calderitas.
What?
Oh, that's on the list.
That's on the list. That's on your list to go.
Here in Portland, in North Portland, the place that's definitely worth checking out...
Minus?
No, okay. That's another good one, right?
Yeah, Maya's is awesome. Right?
Just down the street from work?
Maya's Taqueria? Or is it Mayan's Taqueria? It's Maya's, isn't it? Maya's.
I think it is
Maya's.
Because they have Mayan, they have the Mayan.
Yeah. Maybe it is Mayan. It's either Mayan's or Maya's, but it's on 10th and, it's like 4 blocks from 10th and Main, so.
Yeah, I'm not it's sure. Off
is it Taylor?
It probably.
Yeah, it's somewhere right around there, but it is fantastic.
Yeah. They chill their glasses. I'll say that.
Which I tried. It wasn't bad.
No, it's good.
But it didn't get that frost like I want. I think it's because they got the double glass with the insulation. Oh. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
So I need to find some of those. But these weren't bad.
These are great.
Yeah, I went out and bought these glasses today just for beer mugs, and I put them in the freezer. And they did good at keeping cold, but they didn't get the frost like I like.
Yeah, they don't get the frost, but you know what? It's still the thought.
Yeah, it's the thought. It was a perfect little meeches. Perfect little Michi cups.
Mm.
I love them.
Well, we need to try micheladas.
Where at?
L.A. I'm sorry, not the city.
Okay, La.
Thank you. La.
La.
C-O-C-I-N-A.
La Coquina?
Yes.
La Coquina.
I was saying Sosicina.
No, it's La Coquina.
North Portland.
I don't
which
know.
Which is... Let's just say what they do, the really cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the little stuff that they...
The tehun? Or tehun?
No. In any drink, when they add, like, stuff to it, like veggies and...
Oh, like just, I don't know, like when they add a celery stick to Bloody Marys.
Yeah. Something like that. And olives
to olives martinis.
Shit. Yeah.
What is that called? Is it dressings? They're dressing it?
That doesn't sound right.
No, that doesn't sound right.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I can't remember
what that word.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. What is it? It's, fuck.
Going back to the drinking days.
I just had it. It's fucking shit. I can't fucking think of it. I don't know. I can't remember.
Think of it. The listeners know.
Yeah. You know what we're talking about, though. I mean, it's there.
What they do is a thing of beef jerky.
What?
Yeah.
And a michelada?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. No, I would, yeah.
Can we please go there?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. La Coquina?
Yeah, La Coquina. North Park. We have to cross the river, which I know is a lot.
That's going to bug the fuck out of me.
I know.
It's not a dressing. It's a, fuck!
We'll edit all this, don't worry.
It's like a little thingy. They put it in there and shit. It's going to bug the fuck out of me now. Damn it.
It's not shit.
Not an hors d'oeuvre. What the fuck?
Anyway, dude? While we're on to drinks and all that stuff. Anyway, that's my recommendation for Michelada so far. But
they have good Michelada. And you said it was in North Portland.
North Portland. Their food's good too.
Yeah.
But I was all about the Michelada. Especially, I love beef jerky and things like that. So
they put a little beef jerky in there.
Should we tell the
listeners? Oh, yeah. Okay. So we were we've been drinking Micheladas tonight.
Yep.
Otherwise known as a bloody beer.
Yeah.
So I was kind of wrong when I told you how to make them. And I think we kind of covered that we needed the Worcestershire sauce.
Secret.
Worcestershire.
Secret in the sauce.
That's the secret in the sauce.
Not the man sauce.
Not the man sauce. But my sauce. But no, so we make it with, I take a Modelo beer, 12-ounce beer. I pour just a little bit of, no, you're going to talk about that.
No, okay.
But you pour a little bit of Clamato juice in there, but first, before you put anything in there, you rim the glass with some Tejun, and then you pour some Worcestershire sauce.
And
the one we're using tonight is
Cornette Bay
Worcestershire
Louisiana
sauce. Cornette Bay, Louisiana.
Yeah,
Louisiana. Anyway. Brought to you by Cornette Bay, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the stuff we were using. We had two of them. We're not going to get a shout out to the other one because it just wasn't as good as this one.
You drank this one and
we drank the first one and it was good.
Yeah.
But then we drank this one and we're like, what the fuck? Shit. This one's so fucking good.
There's a difference.
Cornette Bay, Louisiana, Worcestershire sauce. Did I say that right? Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah.
We'll whatever. Work. But it's we'll really on. Good. It's really good.
It's good.
Yeah. So enough about sauces. But that's what we're drinking tonight. That's what we're drinking tonight. If you guys wanted to know, we hope you guys made some bloody beers at home and drank them with us.
Yeah, to give them a try. And then if you do, let us know what's good for Worcestershire.
I would love to know what a good Worcestershire sauce.
What do you use?
What do you use in it? I would love to know this.
Yeah, there's all kinds of ingredients that you know that can be different.
What did you use for Clamato or tomato or V8 spicy V8? What did you use for your drink and what Worcestershire
and
sauce?
Beer.
I can say Worcestershire
and beer. It's not just Modelo's.
Yeah, I know, but Modelo's the only one that you should use.
Okay, yes. There's Hey, can I just go back to the part about control and and work and, and force and things like and things happening naturally and not forcing things.
Yeah.
And boy, I gotta tell you as of late, so what I do is I read a blog.
Mm-hmm.
I get these emails sent and he sends about them like once a month or so.
Through the blog?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the blog? What's the blog's name?
Barking Up the Wrong Tree.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to have to give that a read.
By Eric Barker.
Oh, right on. Hey, Eric Barker. All right.
Okay. And that was like this most recent email was, actually it was about anger.
Oh, yeah.
And it really went into what spurs anger is expectations.
Huh.
And
like having them or lack of having or just period?
having them. And okay. if you don't, if they don't come about,
mm-hmm.
if you don't get what you want,
mm-hmm.
you know, it can make a person angry.
Well, I could see that.
Right? Especially someone that's controlling and whatnot. And anyway, it was very good read. It's something that I learned from it. It's like you try not to use words like should
mm-hmm.
or oh gosh. Oh, that was definitely one of them. There was like three
you
others.
You can't think of the words. But should was
I'm
one
in
of them.
Taco Michelada coma.
You should have remembered.
Right. And that's the thing. I would be angry, right? If I couldn't. And so what we should use words like prefer or desire.
I would have preferred if you would have remembered. You should have not forgotten. No, I got you though. I see where you're going with that. I see it.
But
it's actually a good philosophy to have, I think.
Yeah. It's yeah. But anyway, I appreciate you for who you are and forcing things and letting things
happen naturally. Well, I mean, like I said, I don't like ruffling feathers. I don't like confrontation, but at the same time, I'm not going to shy away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more of the person, I would rather people get along and just think about how much is it worth to get into that fight and be angry? What does that do except take time away from your life because you're fucking angry?
Yeah.
You know? So instead of being angry, literally the best thing I've ever been able to do is just say, fuck it. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, you always say fuck it all the time. But truly mean it. Truly say, okay, fuck it. And like if somebody's like with the light thing. You remember the light thing? So in my head, if I would have been you, I would have just said, fuck it. Because that's just me. Would I have wanted them on? No. But fuck it. If it's going to cause this much of a fucking issue, you know, or if I would have been the other person in this situation, I would have said the same thing. Fuck it. Who cares? Fuck it. So I'm more of a, it's not a big, nothing is ever a big enough deal for me to get angry over. Now I do. I'm a very, like, you can ask Maddie when I wake up in the fucking morning, I'm Maddie will come in and she'll say good morning and give me a kiss and then like back away slowly because I am a fucking horrible person to get up. I'm an angry, grumpy ass motherfucker when I get up. I'm not a good person to wake up. You can ask her. I'm also probably grumpy 90% of the time because it's just, you know, that's just me. But at the same time, it's like I don't want to be an angry person. Grumpy, different. I'm waking up. Don't fuck with me, you know. But at the same time, like if I'm walking down the street and I see somebody, you know, looking pissed off, I'm just not going to engage that person. And if they engage me, I'm going to be like, deuces, peace. I'm going to cross the road or something. And if they continue, that is going to make me angry. And I'm going to be like, look, man, I've tried to walk away. I've tried to avoid you. What the fuck do you want? What is so important that you had to take time out of your day to pick a fight with me? Why? And when they say, well, I don't like the way you look. I don't either. I could be 10 times prettier. We agree. Why are you angry at me for this? You know? Can I continue with my day? I was about to go buy Starbucks because I pretend I'm rich half the time when I'm not. You know? Come on. You know, stuff like that. I just don't understand why people, like Psycho Susan over there. I don't understand the anger all the time. I never have. I mean, my family, we're not an angry family. We've never been angry. I've seen anger. I've seen tempers flare. I used to have a fucking horrible temper. But a temper and anger, I think, are two different things, too. I mean, to have a temper, it's just anything can light that fuse because you're not getting the way you want it. You're not getting what you want. Something didn't go right. You know, frustration and temper. But anger, that deep-seated anger, it's like, just let it go. You know, just let go of it. You know, what is the point of having it? You know, all it does is eat you up and destroy yourself. You know, it's destroying you. So I just say, fuck it. So, but the difference between me and, again, a lot of people who say fuck it is I truly mean it. I'm just like, fuck it. You know?
And that's one of the things I mentioned in the article where Eric does is I think it's only natural for a lot of people to, like, they don't want the feeling of rolling over.
Yeah, yeah. But see, and with me, I guess I don't look at it as giving up. Yeah. I look at it as picking my battles.
Yeah.
You know, if it was something truly, truly important, I would be like, okay, no, we have to have a conversation about this because I need to show you my side. But if it's just a little thing, I'm just going to be like, I'm not giving up. I'm just don't care enough to play the game, you know? So it's like giving up, you'd have to play the game in the first place. And me, I'm not going to play the game. I'm just going to say, fuck it, you know? And to me, again, that's it's not giving up.
Yeah.
So you see what I mean, though? Mm-hmm. So.
Live and learn. Hmm? As one friend would say, live and learn.
Yeah. I'm dripping. I hope that's. No, no, it's like condensation.
Oh, good. Wasting Mitch. Yeah, I was going to be like, wasting a fucking
Mitch. God damn it, dude. Yeah.
Mm. We covered a lot.
Yeah. It's been a good show.
Not that I'm kicking myself off. Of course, I wrote, is there anything you want to talk about?
Oh, no. This is we have covered everything I want to talk about.
The thing I wanted to tell you as we were talking about tacos.
Oh, God, I love tacos.
Going back to your very first special guest, first episode.
Yeah, Maddie.
With Maddie. I'm glad I wasn't one of the friends mentioned you would have sex with. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, I know.
He did not say my name, yeah, and I was waiting for it, and I'm like, please don't say my name. Don't say my name. And I'm not in that group.
Justin. I'm sorry, Justin, but no sex with you. Hey, big
boy. Oh, man, I'm okay. A-okay with that.
No, that was funny. Yeah. No, that's funny as fuck. Yeah, no. That was if you haven't heard the show, you got to listen to the first episode. It was really good.
Yes, please. And those friends that you mentioned, will they be guests?
Well, they all live very, very far away.
Oh, okay.
So Casey lives in Monroe, Washington, which is about maybe 4 hours away, but he's in a band. And if you guys want to check him out, he's on Facebook. It's The Moon Is Flat. Okay. That's the band name. If you guys want to follow him, that would be awesome. It's a great band. It's like space rock, psychedelic rock. It's very, very fucking cool. I've been to a whole bunch of shows, and they put on a badass show, too. Sweet. And they always follow the mood. They don't just have a set. It's really, really cool. And Casey's been my best friend for... he is literally my oldest friend. And he played drums in my band. We were in a band together called Mildew and then Screwed Buzzards, and I think it went back to Mildew, and this was in high school.
That's the thing about Mildew. It just keeps coming back.
Exactly. It just keeps coming back. But so we kind of parted ways, not like bad or anything, just me moving and, you know, going on with life. But he is now a guitarist for a band called The Moon Is Flat. And it is an awesome band. They play all over the place. I'm hoping next time they play somewhere down close to here, I'm going to get the whole band on and actually just talk about their band.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's my plan. Casey, if you're listening, please come and do my show. This is just, you know, me asking a brother for a little help.
Dude. But when there's drinks.
Oh, yeah.
And beer.
Yeah.
I mean... You don't have to beg.
Yeah, they're gonna roll out some joints, and you know they're really cool people.
Micheladas are a backup.
Yeah, they're really, really cool people. But yeah, again, if you guys are on here and you guys want to check them out, check out The Moon Is Flat. It's a fucking amazing band. I mean, they're really, really good. So
Casey's a potential.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I hope so. And then Sean is my other really good friend. But he and his wife just moved to Idaho or either Eastern Washington or Idaho.
Okay.
All right, hold on. We got companies.
What do you mean companies?
Oh. Maddie's joining us.
Well, she's going to come out and smoke.
She's back.
She's going to her chair to smoke pot.
This is my corner. I get to people watch.
Get loose, girl.
She's going to smoke her joint or her little bowl. But yeah, so Sean's my other friend. He lives, they, like I said, they lived in Everett and they just moved to either Eastern Washington or Idaho. And literally, I haven't seen him. I hadn't seen him since high school. And then we got together for a reunion about, I guess, about a year, year and a half ago. And then it'll probably be another 15, 20 years before we see each other again. I love the guy with all of my heart. He's cool as fuck. Actually, it's funny I mentioned him. He has a, there's a Facebook page that he runs. He's D-Devious or Devious and or Dr. Devious. And it's Dr. Devious and the Mischievous Few, I should say. I did the artwork, the logo for the first one. Then the page got shut down. And it keeps getting shut down because it's so graphic. But now I'm actually going to have to look this up. If you guys want to go and see it, it's oh god, I got to find it now.
Yeah, your friends are going to love you. Here you are. You're telling us who your friends are, yeah. And you're giving shouts out for them.
So yeah, so Sean is Devo Devious, Dr. Devious, and then the page, oh, I'm going to have to find the page. I'm a part of this page, and it's funny as hell. I will say this. I'm a very liberal person, and this is a very not liberal page. It's very right-wing. They're very pro-right-wing conservative. It's the Return of the Devious Ones is the page. And it's funny as hell. It's funny. See, like, here, I'll just show you this post just to see it. See, it's just stuff like that.
That's right. Yeah. Who's that on there?
That's Hulk Hogan. Oh, and it says, if she sucks it while it's soft, it's because she believes in your brother. And then, I mean, it's like...
Hogan, you gotta love a guy.
See, like this. I mean...
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's definitely right-wing. So, if you got... Oh, that's just funny. I can't. That's just funny. Repent house. but anyway, so it's very right wing. If you guys are into that stuff, you'll love this. It's really, really cool. It's awesome.
Sean's a potential.
Yeah, Sean, I would love him to come on the show. That would be funny as hell.
That would give us a really different, you know,
it would be a very big perspective on his side.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot to say, and it's very cool because he kind of does it through memes and through his page, which I love. And I follow the page. I'm a huge follower of the page. A lot of people who are liberals, I would suggest you don't go to the page, because if you don't have an open mind and can't find the humor in everything, please don't go there. If you do have a sense of humor or are a right-wing nut, and please go visit the page, The Return of the Devious Ones, and join that page. It's fucking amazing. Yeah. And then my other friend, Jeffrey, and he's one of my oldest friends too, and he lives in Florida, so that's not a potential. And he's also, he is currently on...
Tinder.
Probation. Or, I'm sorry, parole? Parole or probation. He's on parole. No, he's on probation. He's on parole. He was in jail. He got out of jail. Okay. But, so he can't leave the state of Florida. So unless it's from phone call.
You have to take this on the road.
No, this is not going anywhere. Fuck that. No.
Because you were just in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Florida.
And
that wasn't
I was
sunny.
Well, I was in Miami. He lives in Lake City, which is like 8.5-9 hours north. Okay. So no, I wasn't gonna drive. I had to go there for work. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, this isn't gonna go on the road. No, this is I love Portland.
Not yet.
Probably not ever.
We talked about that with the potential.
I thought about it, but look at the setup that I have to go through.
That's
true. Yeah.
With experience. Because what was the idea?
Yeah, going and doing live shows at like restaurants or something. Which I'm not
restaurants. What is this? What is this podcast called?
A Beer with Friends.
Beer with Friends.
Yeah, at a bar.
Where would you take this? Right, bars.
In my house.
Your house. Yeah. Breweries.
Yeah, which wouldn't be bad idea. I mean, it's a good idea. It would be a far future thing.
Once
I got this down,
it's really your podcast.
Oh yeah,
you choose.
Yeah. You know. Unless you wanted to, you know, be a co-host or a big guy, but
I set myself up every time.
You did. You got you right there, didn't you? You just had to do it. But yeah, so there's a lot of things. There's a lot of people I would love to have on here. Diane is one person. Yeah. She has her own podcast. It's more of a self-help podcast than mine, but I would love to bring her on here and talk about hers.
The very person who, you know, gave you the spark.
I gave her the damn spark.
Kicked you in the ass.
No. I'm pretty sure we talked about it a long time ago, and I think she got the idea from me, but I'm not going to say that. She probably didn't.
I'm going to leave it to you two to figure that out.
I'm pretty sure she did it on her own. But she's actually going a step further. She just finished her first season. She had 20 episodes. She just finished. But I think she's going to be starting up in the next year in either January, February, maybe even later. I don't know. But she's going to start doing a vlog as well as the podcast. Yeah. She's going to be recording it for YouTube. She's going to have a YouTube show. So I'm pretty excited to see that. The only thing is if you listen to it, you can't understand a word unless you know. God damn, I don't like butchering the name of her language. I can't speak her language.
Filipinan?
No, it's. Oh Jesus, I don't want to butcher. I want to say, Jesus
Christ. Can I butcher it for you?
It's like Punjal or.
Oh, so it's something I've not heard.
Yeah, it's the language that they speak in the Philippines. It's not Filipino. Okay. It's called something. Gotcha. But most of the show is in that. I try to listen to it, and you can understand about half of it because it's like English and
that.
I think Punjal. I'm probably so wrong.
She'll teach you.
Yeah, but so I want her to come on the show and actually talk to me about her show.
I'll be curious to see what you guys drink.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, I'm going to have a couple of other people on the show. We're just going to see where it goes, you know? Yeah. I'd like to get as many people on the show as I can.
Yeah.
Just every show is going to be a new person, new guest.
I've enjoyed this.
This is fun.
I'll be happy to come back as a guest.
You're going to have to bring a friend next time. What the fuck?
Yes.
That was fizzy.
I'll have to bring a friend.
Yeah. Bring your best friend, right? Mm-hmm. Tell me about her.
Best friend is Mindy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And she's great.
That's
great.
Awesome. Not a potential suitor then.
No.
No? Why is that?
Well, you could say we've tried.
Oh, you have.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't the spark wasn't alive. She didn't make your thingy go up.
Oh, yeah.
Temperature wasn't rising with that one, huh?
Yeah. But she's a good friend now. And well, that's so cool. I guess, you know, the thing is, I believe exes can be best friends.
I don't see why they couldn't. Yeah. I mean,
that's... Which is a topic maybe for another day.
Yeah, because I don't have any exes that are friends, period. No fucking way. And if she did, I'd probably kill him. I'd be like, no, you've seen my woman's goods.
But, there you go.
I mean, hey, that's just... That's, I think, to each their own kind of thing. But, yeah. But, anyways, it has been amazing and awesome having you on the show. I hope you enjoyed your micheladas.
I have.
And your tacos.
You make them very delicious. Oh,
you're and very welcome.
Yeah, shout out to the place that you order tacos from. Those are very good.
La Piñata.
La Piñata.
And down here in Portland, Oregon. I'd like to give a big shout out to everybody who is listening to the show. Again, if you guys want to be a part of the show, email us. beerwithfriends@gmail.com. You can follow us on Spotify, Anchor FM, or Facebook, or any of your other listening devices, your podcast listening devices. Listen anywhere you want. We'll be available on iTunes soon. Not quite yet, but we will be. And other than that, we're going to thank Cornet Bay Worcestershire Sauce. And we're going to thank Modelo and Clamato Juice and Tejun for our wonderful micheladas. I'm going to thank Mr. Justin Lichty again for being on the show.
Thank you, Donnie.
You're welcome. All right, dude. You guys have a wonderful night. Later, bitches.
Good night.
Well, that wraps up our three-part series with Justin Lichty. Hope you guys enjoyed the show and hope to see you next time where we have my good friend Will McClaney on. It's bound to be a romp down debauchery lane and loads of laughs and fun. We'll be trying out new beers, drinks, and talking about all kinds of stuff. And if you've been listening to the show, well, you know that can mean anything. Hope to see you all there, and remember to follow us on Facebook, Spotify, Anchor FM, or any of your favorite streaming services. And hit us up at abeerwithfriends@gmail.com. Again, that's abeerwithfriends@gmail.com. And as always, later, bitches.